Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2012 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, July the 7th, 2012. Jim Landry is the speaker of this service teaching on unforgiveness. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
We got a culture right now that's centered around the medical profession. And the Bible speaks of that in the last days, that the world will be enumerated with sorcery. And we think that means heroin and cocaine, but they're going to be ejecting you on the table trying to take a part out or put a part on. Tell you what, this ain't working, this is bad. Preventative medicine, I got a friend said, well, the doctor told me I can go another 50 or 20 years, but he don't know if it might shut down any minute, so I'm convinced I better go away and get the surgery now. I got plenty of time to say, God, say, repent. Well, anyway, all right, never mind. Every man got to make his own decision, but I decided already, for Christ I live, for Christ I die. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel. All right, well, okay. But so, you got to forgive. Every one of us got to forgive. That includes Brother Jim, too. It's to our benefit. And even if the person is dead, who hurt or disappointed you, because that's the case in many cases, especially for some of us old folk, you still got to forgive them because the hurt is still inside of you. And some of us can go back and remember things that happened at the neighborhood store, things that happened to us by our granddaddy or our neighbor or something like that, and those people are long gone. All right? And we made judgments then when those people hurt us. And so we need to deal with those things. So we're not forgiving them to help them out. We're getting ourselves some help. We should understand that. If they're really that bad, do you really want to persist and be stubborn about it if they hurt you that bad? Some people believe that. They'll tell you in a minute, I'm not going to forgive them. It's just not worth risking the consequences, which is hell, if we walk in a spirit of unforgiveness. Okay. Now also, when you forgive a person, if they're living, you need to ask God to bless them. And right about that time, I feel a lot of resistance. No. Preacher, I was listening pretty much to everything you had to say. And pretty well up to it. This time it sounded pretty good. But no way. No way. That old adulteress stole somebody else's husband after she got mine. The man robbed somebody else, took all their savings after he cleaned us out. The boy next door took my bicycle and he returned it back to me all broken up. Somebody lied up on me in school. I had to stay after school, and I had to write down the word, be quiet, 400 times. And I'm not asking God to bless any such mess as that. No way. I'm not going to do it. Well, I want you to understand something. You don't understand what God means by blessing. If a person is lost, what's the best blessing that can come to them? Salvation. So are you so hurt, so disappointed, so angry that you don't want them to get saved? Of course, that'll make you look real tacky, wouldn't it? You wouldn't even look religious. We have to be very careful to look religious at all times, right? We got to keep up our appearances. We got to look good and look right. And you say, well, okay, I guess what you mean. I understand, Pastor Jim, what you mean. Old reprobate needs to be saved. So, okay, bless them. Then somebody said they was hurt and disappointed, and the person claimed to be a Christian. And so I said, okay, what about it? Somebody who claims to be a Christian but is away from the Lord hurting people, what's the best blessing that could come from God that God could bring to them, but that he reaches out and he pulls them back into himself? And so are you so angry? Are you so upset that you don't want them to come back to the Lord? You wouldn't look so good on that one either. So then you say, well, okay, I guess I understand what you mean. Lord, I pray that you'll bring them back to them, just bump their head up against a stump or two, maybe make sure they remember to ride. No, don't do that. You see, the very fact that you might think something like that indicates that there's a need for more deliverance in your life. If you believe people need to go through some kind of rigorous course, like special forces, before they make it back to the throne of grace. And so a lot of people believe that. They believe that. So we leave it up to God how he bring them back. But we are the intercessors. You say, well, I got a ministry of intercessor. I do too. I don't know anybody who don't have a gift of intercession. We all are supposed to be prayer intercessors. Okay. But what we want to do is get you free tonight. Get you in a position where God can deliver you from these spirits that have brought you nothing but sorrow and grief and misery. And some of you have been deeply hurt, deeply disappointed. And tonight we're going to, if you'll go along with me in this ministry and prayer and be sincere and honest with the Lord, you're going to get a lot of release. Almost as soon as you renounce these things, it's going to let you go. And you're going to know it's let you go. All right, and some of you, the rest of you, are going to see some deliverances and as the weeks and months progress. Now, I'm going to divide them up. I'm going to bind and loose and conquer the strong man. These evil spirits that are ready to go, and then others will leave as you continue walking the Lord. So you might say, every once in a while, we have a person that's starting out and learning about deliverance, and they say, well, I want all of my deliverance yesterday. And Monty Mulkey said that about 15 years ago at the first spiritual warfare conference here. It'd be 16 years ago now, I think. And he said, I want all of my deliverance yesterday. But I want to give you an illustration of how it is. Some of the young people just getting involved in deliverance. It's kind of like picking ripe apples from a tree. Never are all the apples ripe at the same time. But you pick the ones that are ready. Then you should kind of give the tree a little shake there, knowing that these are ready also, but the rest are there to be picked another day. And so it is in deliverance. Now, prayerfully doing this service, the Holy Spirit has brought people and places to your remembrance that hurt, that have offended you, and you're going to have an opportunity to forgive them and ask for forgiveness in a few minutes. In a moment, I'm going to pray. It's going to be a very simple prayer. And I'm going to ask that, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads when I pray and close your eyes. And that's not because it's sacred or holy to do that, but it's a good reason. It could be, maybe not, but maybe it could be somebody here, not you, but the person next to you, could, you know, just might be nosy. And I start commanding, we pray, and something takes place over here, or some deliverance takes place, or whatever, and then they'll lose focus, and they just got to see what's going on. And, but not you, but the person next to you. Alright. But sincerely, I want you to kind of be concentrating when we pray and being absolutely honest with the Lord. Now, there are some governmental, gifts here. And government gifts, pastors and apostles and prophets, stuff like that, never close their eyes. But because we are at a conference, those of you that feel comfortable to do so, because you trust our apostolic leadership, our eyes will be open. I can do that here with my team that's working with us, easy if they was doing what I'm doing. But you don't have to do that, because I'm not going to judge it or critique it, because I understand the office. We are watchmen, and watchmen can't be watching like this. Shundai! Why are you doing that? Somebody over here doing this. We got one in prison at Bone right now playing with a little girl because everybody there talking about hallelujah. But anyway, maybe playing with boys too. I don't even want to deal with that right now. But that was another area we were going to deal with. It's just so much of this tree. It's a big tree here. Unforgiveness is a big tree. Alright? And if I had to ask you who rained on your parade lately, what has offended you lately, most people have something to say. And if you're not one of those, oh, bless the Lord. But I've been on both sides. And I just know the pain of the other people. I don't feel the pain, but I know what some people are going through because I'm trying to help them get free too. And so our jobs as ministers never change. We can't get so high up that we're not no earthly good. So I understand you, and I understand where you're coming from. I've been one. But you can get free tonight. You can get free. God wants you to free. He hates to see his people bound, people. And I am so serious about this. God wants to see you free. And you can't be concerned about the person next to you at this time. You got to be honest with the Lord. And you got to want to have more of him in your life. And I would encourage everyone to take part in this prayer that I'm going to pray. So why don't you stand with me? I'm going to lead you in a very simple prayer on forgiveness. Amen? Those of you that can, I know we might have some that are seated and they need to be seated. If you'll just repeat after me, if you choose. Father, I confess that in the past I've held unforgiveness, sometimes bitterness, and resentment in my heart against certain people who have hurt or disappointed me. I now recognize this as sin and confess it as sin. For you have said in your word that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. I do now forgive the following people whom I can remember who have hurt or disappointed me. Alright, so some of the people here, eyes are closed, and God is, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter is bringing back names of people or even places. Somebody done you real bad at the Ford dealership, fix or repair daily type thing, you know. And you had a big deal against Ford. And somebody tell you about getting a car, you heard them running to Chevrolet instead of going to the cross. So you need to forgive all those people. All the people that's coming to you, my Lord, bring them to their hearts. Bring them to mind, too, those that hurt or offended me, or did I hurt or offended? Hallelujah. Deliverance in the air. Deliverance. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. A lot of people have been hurt by fellow Christians and ministers, and such a delusion that Satan uses when it comes to learning about spiritual warfare. He hates us for this. I hate him. I hate the things God hates. Love the things God loves. Okay, if in days to come, repeat after me, if in days to come, you show me others, I will quickly forgive them. I now freely forgive all of these that have come to my heart. And I ask you, God, to bless them. If they are living. I also forgive myself for all of my many faults and failures. For you have freely forgiven me. I thank you, Father, for the freedom from the load of unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment. I break soul ties with all of those individuals. With all of the offenses, with persons, businesses, places, any situation, Father, I pray to exchange their images for the image of Christ. I thank you, God, for freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. I just take a deep breath, let it go out your stomach, out of your mouth, well, from your stomach, out of your mouth. Amen. And you may be seated as soon as you can. You may be seated. Over the spirits in the family of unforgiveness, I break the ancestral curses that came down, such as the man that was tormented, put his family in prison. I break that ancestral curse to the third and fourth generation. In fact, back and forth on both sides of the family, all the way back to Adam and Eve. I break it, 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 I break it. All of the multiples of those spirits, all of those demons, I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break those ancestral curses. I break them in the name of Jesus. Every one of the ancestors, over every one of those demonic trees, all of the different roots that sprouted different trees and different branches and different leaves, I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. Now, as a result, I come against also all of the direct curses associated with unforgiveness. And all the unforgiveness, a family, and a pack of wolves. I break all direct curses. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. I'll never trust another man. I'll never trust another one. I'll never go to that store again. I'll never buy another Ford. I break it, 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 I break it. I'll never like my brother anymore. He owed me money. He should have never took my money. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. All those direct curses. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. God, people, we for real, okay? I know I look like a drama thing up here, but this is real, okay? I'm not laughing. I'm not smiling. Okay, but I'm real. I'm real for you. And if I can do my job for God, all right, then I may get some of this out of that. You know, all right. If I put on a performance, then all I'm gonna get is Hollywood. Okay, so I'm trying to get something too. So this is why I'm so intense about this thing. Okay, all right. Now I could do this message, man. It sounds like somebody on a violin. I mean, I'll probably do it like that in 2 weeks from another city. But right now, God tell me to talk to you. and not serenade you right now with the message and pull you back and forth. Alright, and so this is serious. Alright? And we got a prophetic word from the Lord this morning on forgiveness. And that just sold it right there. I said, okay, I know what the message will be. I didn't have no idea. I had a bunch of them, stack of messages. Alright, I said, okay, I know where we're going. All the indirect curses that came upon our lives as a result of fathers, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents that were given to the tormentors because of some sin that dealt with forgiveness of debts or whatever, and it came upon our lives and it's hindering our lives, and we can't prosper in the spirit or in the natural things that God has given us. We'll break that now. That's an indirect curse. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break those indirect curses. I break them in Jesus' name. Now all the self-inflicted curses, where we spoke a self-inflicted curse against ourselves in the area of unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment, all that, I break those self-inflicted curses. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break any cursing on any living and non-living entities. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I break the curse of negotiation over your life. I break it, 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 I break it. Jesus said, how can one go into a strong man's house unless he first bind his strong man, divide his armor, bust it up, okay? We're exposing this devil. Alright, now we go after the seals. We went through the curses. So I break in Jesus' name the satanic seals over this spirit of unforgiveness. I break it, 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 I break it. I break the satanic seals over that spirit. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. Expose them. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. Come out in Jesus' name. I break them in Jesus' name. All the God's given us a seal. Satan's got an ungodly seal. Alright, sometimes the seals can be placed in the church. It can be deacon or apostolic leadership. And over here, we all looking at the vision of the ministry, and he looking at the choir. But anyway, so Satan placed people in there. Sometimes they have a big pocketbook. They could be millionaires. Somewhere they're going to place influence. I don't trust anybody to try to use their influence. Now, there's certain things that we have to do because we are influential in leadership. But anybody that I can smell it, it's just like, it's hard for me to get along with that kind of person. Okay, but anyway, I still got to love them. We all got to love everybody, amen? All right. Satanic seals, now the satanic protective shield. I break it, 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 I break it. All satanic protective shields. I break it, 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 I break it over that spirit in Jesus' name. All the satanic prayers, all of those words and statements we made, or others made, that kind of end up being psychic prayers that kind of just cover that thing and like the wings and feathers just kept building it in and sealing it in there. I break it, 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 I break it. Ties with the evil past. I break those soul ties. I break those demonic ties with the evil past, with unforgiveness. I break it. I break any ties with any living and non-living entities, hospitals, doctors, nurses, bad reports, just principals, lied on your school, whatever the situation was. I break it in the name of some of us don't even remember because we so Holy Spirit free. I mean, really, that's good. But it still can be the issue while we having some issues in our life or in our seed. And so God said, I want to bring it up, but so now's the hour, perhaps for some of us, and maybe the hour would be another day for others. I break it in Jesus' name. I'm not in the business of busting everything up. That's God's business, okay? I break it. I break it. All ties of the living and non-living entities. I break it. 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 I break it in Jesus' name. And I command all these demons, come up in the name of Jesus. I break the ties between you. I cut any supports of those spirits in the name of Jesus. Now I take authority right now for my position in Christ Jesus, which is high above all of Satan's world rulers, dominions, every principality and angelic being under his rank, his authority. I strip him of his authority. I bind Satan in Jesus' name. I bind his demons in the heavens and on earth. I loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. And I forbid them to communicate with or reinforce any demons inside of us. Silas, I bind the strong man. Unforgiving, I bind him. I bind him right now. I bind him in the name of Jesus. Over everybody's house. I loose everybody's house from the strong man in Jesus' name. I forbid the strong man of each person's house to communicate with or reinforce any spirits inside of each person in Jesus' name. When I call your name, you're going to come out of the people of God. In fact, you're going to come out according to the written word of God because we loosen our seed also. Our sons, our daughters, our grandchildren, we loosen them. We have that authority. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. The buck stops here. And we're dealing with each other. I'm dealing with you. Everybody's dealing with each other. So you demons, you come out in Jesus' name. Now you spirit of resentment, come out of us in Jesus' name. Get out of us. You go in Jesus' name. You demons of bitterness, come out of us in Jesus' name. Get out of our gallbladders. Get out of our kidneys. Come out of our blood, bitterness. Get out of the house of God. Get out of us. Get out of us right now. Come out of us right now. Come out of our muscles, our ligaments, our tissues. Come out of all bitterness. Get out of there in Jesus' name. All hatred. All hatred. Come out. All, the only hatred you're supposed to have is hatred of the devil. So when you, if you're real loose around the house and say, well, I hate that TV show, you better be careful. How you say, that's just too loose. The only thing we're supposed to, I mean, you know, they may have maybe some logical statement about hating that particular show, but why are you watching the next Tuesday? Okay, so I'm trying to get you to see the rationale behind this thing. So if a certain nation, a certain characteristics, what we look for in the spirit of unforgiveness. Because we are Christians, and so there's no condemnation. Alright, so God's only going to allow you to deal with whatever you want to deal with. So when he come and visit you, you can easily back up and say, not me. Alright, but see, I want to try to encourage you to volunteer. Alright, so I'm in the business of volunteering, putting my life on a chopping block. And I wrote that in the book on slander, about ministers that maybe have committed sins or offenses or hurt somebody. I'm not talking about sexual sins, that's a whole different book there. I'm talking about social sins. You know, we say something, offend somebody, something like that. Or how somebody could take something and take it away to the wrong direction and come back. By the time it come back, here's a whole different picture. A whole different lie. And most ministers would not confess when they blew it to another person at the risk of embarrassing that ministry. I am not one of them. I had most people leave because of my candidness as opposed to anything else. You say, what? I say, I'm serious. Because I'm just straight up. They want something else. They want the man in the pulpit. Okay, all right. And they don't get this man. They don't get Jesus. And the Jesus men, they're not ashamed to tell you when they blew it. And I don't like blowing it, but I like being able to stand up there and look at my children out there and my grandchildren and say, I messed up. I didn't talk to y'all today. Oh, I like being able to do it. I don't like it, though. It hurt, but I know what it's doing to them. Lord, give us some pastors that really got a heart to see the people deliver it. Spirit of unforgiveness, come out of us. Come out, demon. Come out of us in Jesus' name. We're not playing with you, devil. You get out of the house of God. All the spirits of unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, murder, get out of the house of God. Come out of us in Jesus' name. I break your power. Get out of the house of God. Come out. Spirits of self-will, spirits of rebellion, come out. Stubbornness, come out. Disobedience, get out of the house of God. Spirits of anti-submissiveness, come out. You go in Jesus' name. Come out. Disobedience, go in Jesus' name. Come out. Egotism, go in Jesus' name. Get out. Get out. Conceitedness, go. That was a big one in my life. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Spirits of contention, go in Jesus' name. Strife, come out of us in Jesus' name. Somebody's holding back. You're holding back, but I mean, I'm telling you, let go and let God. You can get your, Dr. Noe, you say you can get your dignity back. Just let it go. Don't worry about it. I mean, hey, I'm being free. Everybody's getting free. Let it go. These things, they're trying to come out. Trust me, they want to come out of there. And be careful what you're saying right now, because if I'm calling the spirits out and you're saying, Jesus, 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 that's all they see up there. That's like coming up to a wasp nest up there. They ain't coming out of there until you stop saying it. So just agree with me. Pray in the spirit. And breathe from time to time out of your mouth, okay? Because the word spirit, pneuma, breath, all the same word, spirit. And generally, they're going to come out through one of the seven passages, preferably in the mouth at this time, or whatever way God wants to come out. We got our spray in here if we have to. All the spirit of bickering, come out of here. Spirit of bickering, get out of us. Come out of there, Jesus. Argument spirits, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Quarreling spirit, just like to quarrel. Come out in Jesus' name. Fighting, come out. Criticism, come out. I am really surprised the Lord ain't threw me on the floor right now, all this mess I've been through. And I'm trying to get free. I'm preaching to the choir, trust me. Nobody don't need this, nobody but Jim. Spirit of control, go in Jesus' name. Spirit of control, go. One time I judged a brother and I was preaching. This was a long time ago. I don't want y'all to think this happened recently. Now, I got some recent demons, but this ain't one of them. I was preaching at the pulpit and I was talking about faithfulness like that. And I looked at him and I said, oh, I wish he'd be faithful. And my tooth broke right in my mouth. The Lord took me to the scripture to show about an unfaithful person like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. I said, Lord, I thank you he broke my foot too. I went to him and told him, I said, man, I'm sorry, man. I need to talk to you. And I wrote it in one of the books. I don't even know what book it's in. But I wrote about the testimony. It's in the Bible. Broken tooth. Broke right there. I said, oh man. I said, Lord, I sin. I've been a poor, been a preacher to sin. Now you can relax. Now you can get free. Because the preacher wants to be free. Okay. Now you spirit, come on out here. Spirit of control. Spirit of possessiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of dominance. Come out in Jesus' name. Witchcraft. You go. Witchcraft, unforgiveness. Come out. Witchcraft, Jezebel. Jezebel, unforgiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Got an answer for everything. Got a reason for everything. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. All Jezebel spirits, go in Jesus' name. All Ahab spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, mama's boy. Mama's girl. Get away with everything. Get away with, the spirit of get away with murder. Come out. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Spirit of retaliation. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Now you demons of destruction, you come out of the people of God. You spirit of spite. You go. I cast you out. Hatred. You go in Jesus' name. Come out. Sadism. Come out. Hurt. Deep hurt. Wounded. Wounded spirit. Suicide. Come out of the people of God right now. Cruelty. Go. Cruel. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Mutilation and revenge. Come out of the people of God in the name of Jesus. You come out of the people of God. You spirit of accusation. Accuser of the brethren. Come out, Satan. Come out of us in Jesus' name. You judging spirits. Come out of us. Criticism. Come out. Fault finding. Finger pointing. By the way, you notice I was using my finger a while ago, but I kept it like this. I never did like that. If I cast out demons, I cast them out with the finger of God. That's why I had it up there like that. It doesn't mean I was trying to go to the bathroom or nothing. So, spirit of rejection. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of rejection. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on out. Fear of rejection. Self-rejection. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, you spirits of isolation. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of escapism. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out. That's right. Keep coming out in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. Lord, I'm thank you. I'm getting delivered from some of these myself. Amen. Spirits of insecurity. Come out. Inferiority. Self-pity. Loneliness. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Timidity. Shyness. That spirit of inadequacy. I'm inadequate. I'm just not competent enough. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Jealousy and rejection. Get out. Excuse me. Get out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of the people of God. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. Lord, I ask for additional angels to be sent in right now to help us and dislodge them. And we pray for miracles right now. The gifts of miracles. The gifts of faith. The gifts of healing to come into the congregation. Let the angels come in, Lord God. Lord, be used in any way you see fit, Lord. The healing angels, Lord God. Send in those warring angels, Lord God, to come in and heal and touch the people of God and bring forth healing and miracles within the congregation. We want to acknowledge you, God, and what you've written in your word, and their presence is wanted here. And we want miracles and healings in our bodies and our minds and that you might be glorified. So we request your angels, God, to come and to assist us right now, God. All those spirits right now, you got to come out of there in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. All the spirits of jealousy, envy, and suspicion. That old suspicious spirit, come out of us. Distrust, come out. All that's rooted in unforgiveness, come out. Selfishness and hatred, all that, come out. Then that's withdrawal. We withdraw from relationships. And pouting. Pouting spirits. I don't know any child that wasn't a child. I was a child that did not pout at one time. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, we are sorry for pouting when we were children. Now, they got some pouting adults, too. Mama dearest. All right, so you pouting spirits, come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of us right now. Get out of me. I don't see my children. When I disciplined with my grandchildren in the second generation, Alexis and Gary Jr., most of y'all have met the children here. They're all growing up now. Gary's 22. Alexis is 60. She's working right now. She got a job with a scholarship program when they're getting a senior, but honorable students. And DJ is in Dallas. They all used to be here. And whenever they would do something or I had to correct them, I would correct them with a smile and say, yes, you may not go. And when I disciplined them, I would discipline them with a smile and things like that so they wouldn't have to take on a behavior when they were growing up. So when I see that, I know where it came from. Okay, all right. So Lord, deliver us from poverty. Me too, because really, I had a lot of emotion, but there was a drama queens all around my house when I was growing up. All right, you spirit of daydreaming, come out of us in Jesus' name. All daydreaming spirits. I had to wrestle with those today. Daydreaming spirits, come out of us in Jesus' name. Spirits of fantasy, go in Jesus' name. That unforgiveness have you taking everybody against you. Everybody's trying to do you, man. They're going to do you tonight. Don't go. Don't go to church. They're going to do you. Come out in Jesus' name. Some of us thinking we're going back. The pastor going to speak or going to sing us out. He gave you permission to go. When you come back, he's going to tear you up. You got it all here. You walk in there, they say, listen, I'm going to put you over to the youth department. You say, my God, I went through all that for 6 weeks for nothing. That's the way it normally happens, right? I know. I've been there. They called me on the carpet one day. I thought I was on the carpet. They trying to promote me at the job. I thought they were going to do me. That demon will tear you up. Spirit of pretension, come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of pretension, come out. Unreality, come out of us in Jesus' name. I got to stop giving you all these testimonies. I'm going to lose focus. You might not want to get delivered. You just want to hear what I got to say. We need the word. Spirit of rejection, come out of us again. All that escapism spirits, come out. Indifference and passivity. And sleeplessness, up half of the night, worried about this and worried about it, fretting about this. The Bible says, fret not. Spirits of alcohol and drugs and tobacco, anything to try to comfort you. These are false comforters. And now Brother Landon didn't get free from everything the first week he got saved, okay? So we got people here that might be, but we know that you're on the road to victory because I was there. I didn't get saved the next day, I stopped drinking a lot of beer. Then I went back to drinking beer. Then I stopped drinking beer and started drinking a bunch of Dr. Pepper's. So I was getting the sugar anyway. All right, but it was processed a little different, but the liver didn't know no different. All right, so I had to get my appetite restrained. I had to learn how to fast and pray. The devil got a way of putting it back in there another way. He just don't want you to get high on it. Okay, all right. So don't leave one thing and just become a Snicker bar freak. Okay. Oh, they piling up over there at the drugstore, aren't they? Tempter. All right, you spirits of drugs, come out of us in Jesus' name. Trying to make us feel good, taking all the pills and stuff to feel good about yourself. The problem is bitterness. Come out. All that spirit right now of indifference and the lethargy, laziness, listlessness, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of loneliness associated with unforgiveness, come out of us. Depression. You depression spirits, you go in Jesus' name. Despair, despondency, all these D words, they run together. Discouragement, come out of us. Defeatism, come out of us. Dejection, come out of us. Go in Jesus' name. Spirit of death, death, come out. Death wish, come out of us in Jesus' name. Generation of death wish, come out of us. Mamas, grandmamas, daddies, great-granddaddies, great-great-granddaddies, whoever said, I wish I was dead. All right, we break that curse off of us. We command those spirits to loose us right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of heaviness, gloom, burden, disgust, come out. Worry, anxiety, come out. Dreading, come out. Apprehension and fear, come out. Come out in there in Jesus' name. Come out all the nervousness spirits, tension, headache. Unforgiveness is a bad spirit. In many cases, it can cause the migraines. Head speaks of authority, head speaks of covering, and it's very, very difficult for one to be submissive with that type of behavior full of bitterness and resentment. And there's been some indications that headaches can be associated with, and has been associated with, not only covering issues, but issues with unforgiveness. So all of those headache spirits come out, migraine headaches, come out of there, piercing headaches, coffee headaches, all types of headaches come out of there in Jesus' name. All the nervous habits come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All fear of disapproval come out in Jesus' name. Persecution, unfair, it's not fair. All unfairness come out of us in Jesus' name. All that fear of being judged, fear of judgment, come out of us. Fear of condemnation, come out of us. Fear of accusation, come out of there. Some spirits called oversensitivity, come out of us. All of the oversensitive. Just pick up every little thing. The psychiatrists like to tell you that. Well, I'm a soldier, so they actually investigate us. Say, you can see things. Well, why? I say, yeah, God's giving me a vision to see things way over. Then they really want to write you to check out here. Fear of reproof, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All these demons come out. In Jesus' name, you got to go in Jesus' name. Every one of you. All spirits and unforgiveness with diseases and allergies. You come out. I break the curse of allergies and multiple chemical sensitivities back to 10 generations on both sides of the family. Spirits of hay fever, come out. Spirits of asthma, come out. Spirits of bronchitis, come out. Other sinus and respiratory system allergies, come out. Leave the people now. Go in Jesus' name. All spirits causing swelling, itching, burning, infection, excess drainage, irritation, come out of the lungs. Come out of the bronchotubes. Come out of the mouth. Come out of the sinuses. Come out of all allergies. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the Indian curses over us. I break those curses that were prayed over the land. I break that power in Jesus' name. All allergies to food. All allergies to food. Come out. And chemical substances. Come out of the bloodstream. Out of every organ over the body. I used to take shots before I got saved. I'm sorry to take a moment. We'll be finished before 9:30. It was less than an hour and a half, which was real quick for a deliverance service. I didn't know nothing about God then. I mean, I was, you know, on a deacon board, paying tithes, driving a church bus, speaking at my pastor's anniversary, but I wasn't saved yet, though. So they were shooting me up. I don't know. I forgot how often they were doing it. Once a week, once a month. I don't remember. All these little things all around you. And I was allergic to this, allergic to that, allergic to this. And if I eat shellfish or anything like that, any kind of food, strange food, I'll swell up my eyes, everything. And so after I got saved, I said, well, God says that He's my healer, my deliverer. So I went back and tried to eat some of that stuff, and I just, you know, ate it in moderation, then a little bit more next time, a week or two later, then go another time and said, I don't want none. Then I go another time, I ate a little bit more. You know, and then once I defeated that thing, I don't even have a need for it. I don't even care for it no more. I did the same thing with coffee. I gave it up for a year and a half. I went to withdrawal. I said, now I know what the hell I had to go through. So after that, then I started drinking like I want to in moderation. Never had no more power no more. All right, so we can allow that kind of stuff, the chemical substances in our blood to control our bodies, control our minds. You can defeat this thing. I'm telling you, as a person who lived this thing, you can live this thing and you can defeat this devil. You got to warn him out. We're getting him out of here tonight. Amen? So all of the allergies to food and chemical substances come out of the bloodstream, out of every organ of the body. Go in Jesus' name. All right? Specifically, spirits from poisons. Come out. Come out. Oh, methane, ethanol, formaldehyde. Come out of here. Come out of here. All that poison that came into our water systems right now. Our breathing air. All this stuff that's being released out there. Some of it intentionally. Come out of there, Jesus. Now, when I say that, I mean that they haven't passed regulations to regulate certain things. I don't mean somebody that's trying to do you, okay? But I've worked in a chemical plant for many years, and I know that some things we just did because we could get away with it until they pass another law. So some things are intentional. All right, okay. All right, so all that contamination to our blood, come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of the immune system. Come out of the liver. Come out of the endocrine system, the brain, the central nervous system. Get out of this house of God. Come out. Spirits of hemorrhoids, come out of us in Jesus' name. Muscle spasms, cramps, drowning, asphyxiation, choking spirits, smothering spirits, fainting, suffering, sweating, fits, convulsions, and epilepsy. Come out, all you demons, come out in Jesus' name. Heart failure, come out. Heart attack, come out. Heart disease and the fear of all of these. Come out of the muscles of the heart. Come out of the valves in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. The nerves and all the blood vessels. Come out. Spirits of high and low blood pressure. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of confrontation. Fear of rejection. All that rooted in high blood pressure. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Hypoglycemia. Come out. Come out of there. Hyperglycemia, come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out, diabetes, come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out, you spirit of diabetes, you go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. All gallbladder problems, come out. Kidney infection, come out. MS, you go. I break that curse in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Muscular dystrophy, come out, you go. All crippling diseases, come out. Come out, all crippling, come out, spirits. Come out, pneumonia. Come out, Parkinson's. Come out in Jesus' name. I just recently was dealing with a Parkinson's. Thank God this lady joined our church. I can tell you a lot of things that's happened in the last week, miracles and stuff. Not that we get a lot. We got enough victories to keep us going, a few defeats to keep us honest, okay? But I just know that when you pastor a small church, it's easy to have a relationship with the people so you can get close in with them. And so one was a Parkinson's situation. And we dealt with a relative who had it. We were able to narrow it down that she picked it up. She was diagnosed within a year after the death of her aunt, which she was the favorite niece of the aunt. Favorite one. Number one. And so we were able to narrow all that down, and we were able to break the curses from the aunt who said, I hope my baby never got it. She said she never heard her say that, but that's what we tend to do. Hope when we don't know God, we tend to say, I hope my son don't have to go through what I hope. All right, so that was the favorite niece, the favorite one. She said, no, I was the best. That's my aunt. Yeah. And so we broke that down. She couldn't eat. She was trembling, couldn't eat food and like that. And she came back for a session on Monday before I left. It'd be Monday fast. And she said, I was able to eat. And she said, I was just so thank God. And it's like that. I said, well, now you be here Wednesday night because Pastor Berg is going to be teaching on healing and deliverance again. And I said, we're going to see you again next week. I had another one. I had a little baby, one of my grandsons. Yeah, he was 16 months. They told him protein deficiency, thyroid not working. I said, really? That's what they said? Yes, Dad. I said, okay. And my son, my daughter, all you know, members of our church. I said, okay, I'm going to tell you what you do. You go back. We need to revisit what I told you about before, being fearful when he was in the womb because you had a baby in 16 years. Had granddaughter 16, all of a sudden you're pregnant again. Then I told you to breastfeed, you say your breast wasn't producing. I say, make it produce. I said, and she looked at me, I said, now we're going to deal with that. I said, now I want you every day, I want you to speak over your baby in the morning prayers and bless the thyroid, it's going to work. I said, now every time you see me on Sunday at the platform, you bring that baby up, I don't care if I'm busy. I said, we're going to anoint the baby every week. Of course, I got a couple of other boys that get anointed for other things, for scalp irritation and stuff like that. And so, we did that for about 3 weeks, and all of a sudden we get a call, and the doctors couldn't find nothing wrong with the baby. That's the proximity of the importance of having a pastor relationship with congregation. Because I can speak right there, and they can look at it and say, I know this man of God loved me. In this case, it would be my daughter-in-law, right? But if it's not my daughter, like this other lady who had the Parkinson, she has to know that the pastor loved her, and so I'm going to say some things that will rain on your parade. That can't be done by a visiting minister. A man of God and a woman of God got to stand up to the plate and do this. This is where church is going in the next dimension. This is what God wants it to be. Jesus was right there with them, teaching relationship before ministry. He spent weeks, months, and years with them apostles. And so, if the ministers, I'm getting off subject, but I got 4 minutes. If the ministers don't know deliverance where you are, but they're sincere, they believe in healing, they believe in generational curses, they don't think Christians got demons, the pastor's wife ain't bigoted, ain't sitting up here trying to rake the people of money. They love you. They'll sit up there and fast 3 days in a row with you. Pray. I mean, they're sincere. They're humble people. You know this? Get undercover, people! What's wrong with you? Get undercover! I can't tell you what the percentages of healings and adversities that you won't face because the cover is there and God has deflected it off of you. Man. I'm teaching deliverance today, but all I know is authority. All I can tell you is where we've arrived at. And I just want to share that message everywhere I go around the world. The importance of authority. With Pastor Glenn and Pastor Parrish and Pastor Dean, who I buried in February, what they birthed into our lives. Derek Prince, Pastor Miller, Dima Shakarian, all of them used to come to my city. In the 70s, they used to have full gospel business meetings. They planted seeds there. Now we have an international conference there. It didn't just happen because I said it happened. It happened because the seed was planted. I didn't even know the seed. They told me later. Okay, we need to finish that. All right, we'll get the rest of these infirmities, all right? In Jesus' name, now the spirits of Alzheimer's, come out of us in Jesus' name. Demetria, come out of us in Jesus' name. You broken-hearted spirits, come out of us in Jesus' name. Psoriasis, come out. Enema, come out. Acne, warts, mold, fungus, bone breaker, back breaker, traumatic shock, paralysis, come out. Now the spirits of cataract, you go in Jesus' name. Glaucoma, you go in Jesus' name. And I don't know if I can pronounce this. And astigmatism. All right, come out in the name of Jesus. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Blindness of all kinds and all eye trouble, go in Jesus' name. And I've been hearing Jerry teach that for someone, but I never really took it to heart. Right, but I saw all that judgment and all that with my eyes. It touched me this time. It's time for me to go do some studies. I mean, a lot of times I'm like everybody, we're going to go water skiing. You know. And It's time for me to start working on this thing. You know, and because I know judgment, a lot of stuff is there. I mean, most people that have a government position in office can critique things, and so there's a thin line between judgment and discernment. And so I have to stay on guard all the time. So I'm so happy I heard this time. You know, we hear, but sometimes we don't really hear. So I need to start working on Jim. I only got so much time here. I got, you know, it's all about my children and grandchildren, everybody living for God. All right, finally, spirits of deafness, hard of hearing, come out of us in Jesus' name. Spirits of vertigo, come out of us in Jesus' name. And all trouble relating to the ears and hearing, come out of them. And the children that are gone out, all those children that have been diagnosed, the doctors want to work on their eardrums and put all them tubes there, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You come out of their ears, devil, in Jesus' name. We pray right now, Lord God, over the mothers and the fathers and bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just bring before you, Lord God, your covenant, Lord God, for our children. And we thank you, Lord God, that we have a place to pour out what has been given to us, and Lord God, and that the husband is giving and the wife is receiving, and together as a union, Lord God, they are a picture of the community of God, the marriage and our union with you, Lord God, you being our husband and we being the bride, and Lord God, that everybody is producing and giving and nurturing. And breastfeeding is perfect, wonderful thing to do. And that causes a pull on the eardrums in a baby infant. It sets that in place and realigns it so there's no need to put those things in the ears. Because we had time to teach so we could be more specific. I'm speaking now by implication. Won't you stand? Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind up all of the spirits of unforgiveness that we commanded out today. Those that have not left, I command them to continue to come out to all have gone. And I ask, Lord, that you would fill up all the vacancies and voids in our minds and our bodies where any of these evil spirits have left with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And continue to do so until all of them have gone. And I ask you, Lord, to pour out your healing power down over all areas of our mind, our body that have been ravaged, tormented, harmed, wounded in any way. Cleanse and heal these areas with your precious blood. Now I ask you, Lord, to assign as many of your ministry to angels as needed to protect each person that was prayed for, those that were not present but are part of our family lineage, until all deliverance, healing, and infilling of the Holy Spirit is completed. Lord, I ask you to give every person that has participated discernment of what his needs to make he or she accurately aware of each time the enemy tries to regain access so that the enemy can be stopped before he gets a foothold. We pray, God, the blood of Jesus to cleanse us, Lord God. And we pray, God, you're awesome God. You know, you'll show us where bitterness and resentment, if it's there, unforgiveness is there. Because we're troopers, God. We're here and we're in your army. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, because we want the full measure of your love, the full measure that we are supposed to get pressed down in our lives, Lord God. And so we want to give it and we want to be able to give it unconditionally. And sometimes it's a challenge. Some people could be a little difficult, God, but we want to be found faithful and obedient and willing, because it's the willing and the obedience that eat up the fullness of the land, not just the obedient. And so, Lord God, we want to set our will and set our obedience, Lord God, to fulfill the things of God. And, Lord God, we thank you. We do it all for your glory so that all things will bring glory unto your name. Lord God, the people of God will be edified, and, of course, Satan will become horrified at that. And Lord, I bless the congregation of the Lord. I pray, God, to send the angels in to gather up all demonic spirits that have been loose from us. And I know we had a lot of fun, God, and some laughter and things like that, but this is serious business. And that take the demons to where you receive them, Lord God. Cleanse the grounds, the parking lots, our homes, our sleeping facilities, our animals, and everywhere. We just pray, Lord God, for restoration, for recovery. Lord God, that the camp meeting is not over, I think, officially until tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And so, Lord God, that we will have a wonderful sleep, and hopefully that as serious as this message was, even the youth that were in here might have got a little glimpse of how you laugh at your enemy, God, how you have a sense of humor, and that we all have to be careful not to kick the cat, scream at the car, talk back to our wiser daughters, wiser husbands, get mad at the ATM machine, get mad at the neighbor who took our bicycle, that all of them participated to some level, Lord God, and Lord God, that we are your children, children of the Most High, and that we praise you, Lord Jesus, for the work you've begun and that the work you will continue to do in our lives. Now, Lord, I bless the congregation of the Lord. These are soldiers and potential soldiers, leaders and potential leaders in God's army. Lord God, I bless them, and I just speak the blessings of God upon their lives, O God. O God, that they may take this, Lord God, this message, Lord God, apply it to their lives, that I may take the message and apply it to my life. And Lord God, that together, Lord God, that we will see a great harvest, Lord God, of sincere men and women of God that will understand the importance of your forgiveness and your love for us, Lord God. We are members of the church, and we choose not to separate ourselves from the body. We choose not to separate ourselves from the head. You are our head, God. Thank you tonight for visiting us. We had a great time. Good sense of humor, God, as well as it was serious business. Lord God, we commend our lives to you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And I love you. Have a good evening. This is some rest. See you in the morning. All right. Okay. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.